Let me see, we need to do approval of the minutes. Are there any more motions, any more things to be put on the agenda? Is that it?
Okay. Tony, point of order.
Yes. Tony,
or regarding community comment, I asked the secretary, and I copy you, to post on the PFW website for anyone wanting to comment to email it to the LSB Gmail. And
okay.
I'm not sure if that happened or I like
can to I speak? This, can I get on the stack? This is Ellen. So I can explain to you. Can I get on the stack?
Yes, you can get on the stack after Tony. Right after Tony. All right, go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, that's it. I just wanted to know if it happened, and if it didn't happen, why?
Okay. What happened is I go to the Pacifica Archives and Calendar, and for it to go on our page, I put it in, but it only goes on the Pacifica Archives and Calendar that goes out to everyone that they can see it. And on there it said that you can email in and you can listen in that it's being streamed. But it won't go on to our page, on the website page. It only goes on the Pacifica page. That's why I wanted an announcement made so that individuals would know about it. So next month, I have capacity. I will do an announcement so that it can go to them. In a PSA. I will do a PSA to send to Tia explaining all of that. That's what I thought was going to be done, but okay. And that will take care of that. And okay. That's why, excuse me, because of the two people that came on that were community, that's why the other members of the board were not able to get on.
Exactly. That cannot happen again. You know, I don't know what it's going to take, guys, but we cannot allow that to happen again.
No, I understand.
The board members, you know, can't get on.
Yeah, we have to work on that next. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we can't open the phone lines up for people so they can sit there all meeting.
Point taken. Okay.
This is the parliamentarian talking. This is the with Sergeant Arms. You still have to recognize the stack, okay? It's not open discussion.
Okay, thank you.
Craig Williams to the stack, please.
Okay, Craig, anybody before you? Okay, go ahead, man.
For $15 a month, we can have a LSB Zoom account, which will allow up to 250 people. I suggest we do that, even if Zoom has problems. It's still a good way. People can call in if they don't have a computer. They can see people's faces if they want to be seen. It's a great way of communicating, and I will pay the $15 a month.
Yeah, we're working on that. I meant to call you, but I talked to most of the board members concerning Zoom. So, we're working on that. Thank you for that. Because we tried to do it this time and we couldn't get it done. We didn't have it right. Okay? All right, thank you. Okay, we're back to approval of the minutes. Any more motion? Any more things to put on the agenda? Are we done? Okay. Approval of appointments for where am I at? Okay, approval of the minutes.
I move approval.
Second. Anybody second?
Second.
Okay, any disagreements with the approval of the minutes?
Who made the motion? Mr. Chair, It's Tony on the
yes.
Kathleen made the motion if someone was asking. I moved approval of the minutes. Kathleen.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Tony?
No, nothing.
Okay. All right. So the minutes have been approved.
Okay.
All right. Next up would have been management reports. We'll have to get those, and I'll send those out to everybody. Finance Committee report. And Mr. Williams, you have a few minutes at the end of that. I have to Nick Arena, depending on the questions. This is where you explain your motion. Okay. All right, Nick, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so you're up.
So I thank you, Mr. Chair. I sent the Finance Committee report out today at about 9 in the morning. It shows that the station had about $21,000 in the bank at the end of April. Major donors have made pledges totaling $55,000 that's going to be received in May. The spring drive has started out with as of Sunday, per the general manager's information, started out with $32,000 pledged. We have fallen behind in the budget in the last several months, although April was better on income and better on expenses. The expense largely due to certain one-time expenses that didn't occur, that including the payment of essential services, but we are behind on our budget by roughly $81,000. So fundraising that takes place both as a part of the spring pledge drive and fundraising that can take place outside of it is going to be critical for the station to make it through the months of June, July, and August, which are historically our most difficult time for raising money. So LSB members are encouraged to actively participate in their donations and the donations of their friends and family and others, as well as looking for ways and supporting the staff and outside fundraising. I'll stop there and take questions.
Okay, the chair to the staff. I've been listening to the radio, but what is our goal as far as this pledge drive?
Could I speak? This is Ellen. Can I speak?
Yes.
It's $250,000. So far we're at, I can tell you what percentage we're at in just a second. You can go on and get questions and then I can tell you.
Okay. Any questions?
Okay. I have it. Excuse me. I have it. I'm sorry. 17.8% has come in. We're at $44,441.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
And this is the first week. This is just Wednesday.
All right. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Any questions for Nick or Ian? Any questions for the Finance Committee for Nick?
This is Kathleen. I have a couple questions. This is Kathleen.
Okay.
This is Kathleen.
All right, Kathleen. To the stack. Donna next. Ms. McLaurie, go ahead.
I'm sorry, did someone say that? This is Kathleen. Should I go ahead?
Yes, you have.
Thank you. Nick also includes in his report the Excel spreadsheet that looks forward and backward in an annual budget review for WPFW. Nick also commented that the summer months are
low months for us in terms of bringing in a revenue stream. So if we were to raise, was it $250,000? Was that the goal that I heard from Ellen, I think, for this fundraising effort?
Yes, $250,000. Yes, $250,000.
Thank you. So if we were to raise $250,000, I'd like an assessment of how far forward into 2020 that would take us. And given that we're in the COVID situation, if we raised only $200,000 or if we raised only $150,000, I'd just like some numbers or projections at what point WPFW might be facing insolvency. Thank you.
So to your question, the budget shows that projected income for May is $183,000, June $52,000, July $38,000. Or what would be a total of approximately $270,000 through the end of July. If we raise $250,000 in the pledge drive, that would mean we would need an additional amount of funding, which would be, roughly $30,000 to be able to get to the August drive. Note that the $55,000 in major donor money that's going to come in May is not accounted for in the budget. This is not money that we expected to get, but money that we got outside of our normal efforts. So that additional $55,000, along with a successful pledge drive here in the spring, should get us to August, where we would be able to pay the bills and our expenses from May through August, through July, and get us to August.
Okay, well, Ms. McGloy, any more questions?
Thomas, to the stack. I have a question for
okay,
you.
It's just Malloy. I think you just asked me, if I'm correct, you just asked me if that addressed my question, and it did. Thank you very much, okay. Treasurer.
And also, do you have any more questions for the finance?
I do not,
Don,
at this point. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Donna's on the stage, right? Abu?
Donna and then Thomas, yes.
Okay, my question is either for the Treasurer or anybody on the Finance Committee, when will the LSD receive details about fund drives? Is there a plan that we would receive, the members would receive results of the fund drives? That has been promised in the past, and I think that would be very helpful for us to know how the drive's going.
We can provide information about the fund drive. That is information that is shared with the general manager, and we could send that out at the end of the fund drive on a to the LSB members on a per on a per show basis. This is information that has been shared before, and we can request that as staff and have that sent out to see the performance of the fund drive at the end. So I'll make a note of it and make the request of the staff to do so.
Thank you so much.
This is Craig Williams. Point of information, please.
Yes, Thomas was before you. Point of interest, Craig. What is? Craig, go ahead. Craig.
Thomas. Okay, so a couple things. As programmers, we get the spreadsheet that says how the individual programs have done in relationship to their goals. I have sent it to everybody in the past, and I am not aware of any reason why I cannot do it again for this drive when it is over. The second point I would like to make is that our Sunday and overnight Sunday night, Monday morning programmers, thank you, Arthur and Ellen and everybody from Sunday, did a fabulous job, got us off to a great start, and the 17.8% that we're currently at is just about right on track in terms of days in and days to go to meet the goal. So that's the information. Thanks.
Thank you.
Great. Thomas?
Yes, Thomas, you're up.
Yeah, thank you. Nick, I'm looking at the Word document with the table that you created, and I see that year-to-date actual income is $110,000, and year-to-date expenses are $794,000, roughly.
We're back.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes, I
and
do.
And so why is the difference negative $44,000 rather than a positive $15,370? What am
it's
I reading wrong?
It's the difference to the budget versus the difference to the net income. Our budget,
yeah.
This is just a rough budget estimate versus it being the actual numbers. So that's what we're off from, not from an income basis, but from what we thought we'd need to raise, because we raised money during the pledge drives that sustain us through the other times of year. And if we fall short, then we don't have enough money in the months that we're not in pledge drive.
Okay. So in other words, we are from our budgeted to the actual income, there is a negative $125,000. But the actual expenses are of what you calculate as $44,000 less than the budgeted expenses, correct?
That's correct, with one exception, is that the unpaid central services fees are not included in the expenses. They're included in the budget, but not in the actuals. And we have not made at least three, if not four, central services payments in this fiscal year.
And what do you estimate those to be in arrears?
Well, let's say they're roughly $18,000 a month. So that's, you know, anywhere from $72,000 to, you know, somewhere around, you know, somewhere in that neighborhood of $72,000 that we haven't paid this year.
Okay, $72,000. Thank you.
Okay.
Can I make one more comment, Mr. Chair?
Sure. Go ahead.
I think that the LSB should really recognize the fact that the staff has done a very good job of raising money from major donors in this very difficult time to raise money, and we should really congratulate them on that work, as well as congratulate the programmers and the staff support for the start of this drive. It has been really a great performance.
Right, thank you for that.
Woo-hoo! Yahoo!
You're here.
Yes. Opposite of that.
Okay, Tony, and then Arthur. Tony?
Nick, I wanted to ask a question about the sustainers, the sustainer pledges. For example, if the goal is $250,000 and the station makes the goal, but $50,000 of that, for example, is sustainer, that $50,000 will come in through 12 months, correct?
That's right.
So how should we look at that as far as being able to, have enough cash on hand until the next fund drive? Is that a realistic number to say that we've made the goal and we're good to go until the next fund drive when you have sustainers included? Or, you know, should we be looking at this differently or taking a different approach?
Well,
you know, the sustainers that come in during the pledge drive are, as you say, that's money over time, over 12 months. What the pledge drive doesn't account for, but our budget does, is the sustainers from the previous drive. And the sustainers that just come in outside of the drives. So we don't, you're right that the drive does have a number that includes sustainers, but we're also getting the income from sustainers over time. We have asked for support on breaking out the sustainer numbers from our accounting support from NETA, so we can have a better idea of what our income is coming in as one-time donations versus sustainers, and they're working on getting us that information.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, we need that.
Okay, any more questions for Nick? Would somebody ask you, McCloud?
Yes, I wanted to... in order, because I was back to what Donna Grimes was asking about earlier in regards to the status of the fund drive when it has ended, to know whether you made it or not. And I wanted to say that there are links anybody can pull up and see exactly what the drive is doing in real time and even when it's over. So you can it'll tell you what how far we are, exactly how much money we've gotten, and and how and what percentage we are to making the goal. And you can look at this right on up until the very end of the fund drive. So if there's anybody interested in wanting to know what the funds that we've received are, all you have to go to is this particular tally link that's accessible to all staff members. And if you don't have that link, because Katia sent out approximately, I mean, we didn't got so many emails, so I don't know exactly when it was, but she sent this out sometime last week. And all you have to do is a link, and it will tell you exactly where we are, how far we got to go, and what percentage rate we are at to making the goal. So it's not really necessary to have somebody try to let you know what it is or let the LSB know, because everybody can know if they just access that link.
What link?
Yeah, what link? In public?
It's a link that Katia sent out to the LSB and to the programmers. She sent it out last week, but that's not the.
Okay, well, we never got that.
Okay, well,
I don't.
Could I
speak on the stack? This is Ellen.
Okay, I was going to say I'll send it to Ellen, but okay, go ahead, Ellen. I'm done.
Could I speak on the stack? Okay, what we do is, could I speak on the stack, please?
Yes, go ahead, Ellen.
Okay, I was just going to say, what we usually do is we send it after. We don't send it out to every, she only sends it on a special thing to programmers. It doesn't go out to everybody. It goes out to, as Craig said, he was able to get permission to send it after everything comes in. You can get the whole spreadsheet. That's what we've been doing.
Okay.
Because that link is only for the programmers, so we know what we need to do each time. Thank you.
This is Kathleen. I'd like to be added to the stack.
And Lou to the stack, please.
Kathleen and Lou.
I would just say that it sounded like LSB members could be apprised of the status of the fund drive as it's going forward. And I think this could also enable LSB members to really concentrate on their own networks as far as supporting what's going on, you know, for people actually listening to WPFW. So I would hope that we would be able to access these periodic updates so that as LSB members, we would know when we need to jump in with our own networks and our own personal promotions to get people to contribute. Thank you.
Okay.
Craig Williams, point of information to the stack.
Okay, Lou And Craig, and let me make a point that we did keep up on the monies, funds coming in, because a lot of the board members volunteered at the station. And so we kept abreast of that on a daily basis, and word was passed out to the LSB. That's how we got it. Okay, Lou, and then Craig.
Yes, my
and
point is simply...
And down to the stack. Excuse me.
Okay.
Go ahead, Lou.
My point is simply this, on what you just said, the fact that we cannot, because of the virus situation, we cannot, as board members, and many of us who do come in to volunteer and to answer phones, we raise money just by being there. And so that component of the fundraising is missing in this fund drive. We're depending entirely, as I understand it, from people who call in and speak to the calling service. And none of us are on the call. So unfortunately, I think we're going to miss a lot of that money that we would be getting as board members being there answering the calls. I know I have spoken to people on the phone when I'm volunteer, and I had one guy was offering $5,000. Oh, you're there. Not because it was me, but because it was a board member. Oh, yeah, I want to support this. I said $5,000. I meant $500. And I think that's, we have to recognize that we won't have that amount of money coming because we're not there. That's all. Thank you.
Okay. Craig?
So first of all, Lou, you're absolutely correct, and there's nothing we can all do about it. But I would say that, you know, go through your email list and send everybody you know a little email saying that, you know, you can't be there, but you still would appreciate their giving. But I want to make it very clear to everybody. There's two different systems for tracking where we are. There is a Excel spreadsheet that lists every show for the 3-week drive and what their goal is, and then as each show happens, it is filled in with, you know, how many new sustainer, credit card, online pledges they've gotten, and whether they've met their goal or not, and what the delta is, etc. As programmers, we are sent that spreadsheet every couple of days by Miyuki Williams, and I will personally talk to Jerry to see if we can add the LSB members to that distribution list so that you can see it when we see it. The second thing is the website that Arthur was talking about, and that is primarily, it's given to the programmers. If we're in the studio, we see it on the computer in the studio, but as you know, all of our public affairs broadcasters are not in the studio right now, so we were given a web link to access it, and what that does is shows you what the donations to the show that's currently on have been, including names and comments, so that we can thank our listeners on the air if they want to be thanked on the air. And I don't think that as LSB members, we necessarily need that information, but we can certainly, and, you know, Ellen or I could do this, send an email to everybody every morning telling you what the percentage is and where we stand each day.
Okay, thank you.
Donna?
Donna?
Yes. I want to clarify my request. We've talked about this a few times, and I would like to make sure that there's a formal process by which the LSB members could receive the fund drive results at the end of the drive. My concern is not to receive daily emails about where we stand, but I would like to see the shows, what their goals were, and whether they made their goals, how much was raised. Anything beyond that would be nice. It's not so important to me. I don't need to know personally on a day-by-day basis how the fund drive is going. and I know how to use my networks and, you know, get the word out, and I do. So I think, but I think what I'm saying is it's been discussed about how easy it is, how it can happen, but it hasn't happened since I've been on the board and since I've been coming to the board meetings. The LSB does not receive that information, and so I don't know if this requires a formal proposal, or something that could be voted on, but I would like a formal process for letting us know. And I really think it should come from management and not just from the goodwill of programmers. I think it should come, okay, as this is the official thing coming to the LSB, you know, from management. That's my recommendation.
Okay, thank you. Anything else for the Finance Committee? That's it? Okay. Craig, your motion could be put in this committee, or did you want to wait till new business?
No, we can do it now, or we could do it as part of the Development and Outreach Committee report, but why don't we just do it now?
Okay, yeah.
So you all heard my motion. I apologize if I was out of order for grandstanding on it during the agenda. You've also seen my emails about it. You've seen some other people's emails about it. So I'll just, you know, unless you want me to restate the motion, I will just turn it over to the chair to, you know, start discussion debate.
Okay. Is there any discussion or debate concerning Craig's motion?
Author to the
stack. Not to the stack.
Okay, hold on. Okay, just one minute.
Sorry.
Okay, so you got McLeod.
Yeah.
Who was after you? Who's next?
Donna,
and then
Kathleen asked to be in the stack.
Okay.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Okay. All right, McLeod.
Okay. My comment is that I love his ideas, and I think they're great ideas. But I think that we have a outreach organization that I think that he should probably be a part of, and they should address that there. And then once they get it addressed there, bring it back to the LSB, because we already have a subcommittee that's addressing outreach and fundraising. So I don't think we should really spend much time doing this at this particular meeting or on this agenda, because we have subcommittees that address fundraising and outreach. They need to bring that to their attention, and I believe that they should, you know, get it together and then put it to SB, and then we vote on it at that
point. Okay. Thank you. All right, Donna?
Yes, my question is that if this is a non-binding agreement, what's the purpose of it? If it's a non-binding agreement, people won't be penalized, why? I don't see the value of doing it. I think it's a good idea to, you know, to set some goals for ourselves or to discuss it among ourselves, but I can't see writing in anything that requires us to raise a certain amount. I just don't see it. I don't see the value of it.
Dennis, to the stack.
Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Yes.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes,
can you hear me, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
May I get on the stack, please?
Okay, so who is this?
My name is Thomas Blanton.
Okay, Thomas, so there was somebody before you, the one to get between Kathleen and you? No? Okay, fine.
This is Marcia. I had also asked to be on set.
Maybe it was Marcia. Okay. All right, that was Donna. Okay, Kathleen?
Yes, thank you. Just let me ask... all right, let me just make my comments. I have been on many, many boards over the years and worked on give or get obligations on the for the board on many organizations. And the value of it is to help board to encourage board members to focus on a specific goal to raise some money. And there are ways to develop plans. Craig listed a lot of suggestions. You can develop for each board member can take a plan and say, okay, in the first quarter, I'm going to raise $700 of my $200,000, whatever. So the idea of it is to really get board members to commit, focus on it, think about it. What could they do to, at the end of the year, have been able to get? I mean, you know, the point here is with a nonprofit board and a wide diversity of membership that most people are not going to be giving $2,000, but they can get $2,000. So it's a very effective fundraising tool to help people see that there are all kinds of ways to raise money. If each LSB member raised $2,000, you'd have $48,000 one month of payroll, for example. So it's valuable. There would have to be follow through with individual LSB members. It's an individual commitment. So I think it's a good idea, and I think it would require follow-through, but it's very worthwhile. Thank you.
Thank you. Marcia?
Did you say Marcia?
Yes.
Thank you. I also wanted just to say that I think it's a really great idea as well. My only concern is for those of us who are also programmers, that it might be a bit difficult because I know I use a lot of my personal contacts and my network to raise some money during the fund drive. Every couple of months I have all my church members and community people calling in, to pledge money for the program, what's at stake. And then for me to take on another $2,000 on top of that, I just think if there could be some acknowledgement that those of us who are on the board but also programmers and who have responsibility for raising money, on an ongoing basis at WPSW, if there could be some acknowledgement, whether that's looking at the difference between what we raise on radio and what we can do in our personal capacity, but to sort of try to raise money from our friends and everyone else, and then also another $2,000, just seems to me it would be challenging. So I just wanted to put that on the table, but I think overall it's a good idea.
Okay, thank you. Thomas?
Dennis.
Dennis?
Yes.
Thomas, I thought Thomas was there.
Both of us. I'm Thomas, I'm here.
Okay, you was on stack, right?
Yes, I'm here. I'm ready.
And then Dennis is after you?
Yes. I don't know that. Okay. You have to tell me that.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Craig's proposal is very admirable, and so I responded to him before the meeting. My personal budget just doesn't allow for me, and I don't have that kind of commitment to WPLW. I'll just be frank with you. I contribute to a lot of different organizations, and it would take me time to build up $2,000, to do it. But I don't reject a proposal based on a personal, thing like that. I think that if the board votes for it, I'll just step down and y'all find somebody who can, and no problem. We move on. What I did think about maybe one or two meetings ago, and I think I sent it out to Kathleen just for an idea, for subcommittees of the LSB, a subcommittee of three people working together. One of the concerns that I have in working with the LSB is that people seem not to like each other. That's one thing I don't do is repeat myself. So one of the things that I would propose is that we have some type of financial budget LSB retreat and get ourselves in a position to work through a plan like it's been talked about and the other kinds of plans that are being talked about, so that we can just have that sense of working together, and trying to move forward from there. The subcommittees of three would exchange information. sometimes you know more about a foundation than I do. You know, you know about more about a particular organization than I do. And sometimes it's reversed. You know, I might know that organization. So by giving reports, on a regular basis and working together, it seems to be become a little bit more efficient in our fundraising efforts. So at this point in time, I can't support Craig's motion. But if it does pass, you know, I'm willing to step down and allow the board to find somebody who can.
So you don't have to step down because of that, sir. Okay. You finished, Thomas?
Yep.
Okay. Dennis?
Yes, I support Craig's motion as a voluntary goal. I would not encourage anyone to step down for that reason at this point. I also support the idea that Marcia put forward of an exemption for programmers. I just have a sort of a procedural question. When something like this, say, if we energize our networks to call or just to, you know, to hit the donate button on the website to contribute that money, how do individual board members get credited toward their goal for people who who contribute? I'm sure there's a mechanism for that. I'm not clear on what that would be. Thank you. I'm done.
Okay. Any other anybody else to the stack? Okay, Craig.
Vanessa to the stack. Vanessa.
Julie to the stack too.
Okay. Vanessa. Julie. Okay.
Okay. So I just wanted to reiterate what was just stated in terms of I hope no one would feel the need to resign if the board passes this. Not binding. I think it's helpful and keeps us focused on what our role can be if we have the resources to do so and haven't already committed those resources. There are other ways that we give, which I think have already been talked about. So I'm truly hoping. I've known Thomas for a long time and respect him deeply and hope that he would not feel he would need to resign as a result of that. That would be the only reason I would vote against it. It is aspirational, and I think it would just help to keep us focused.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Lucy Perez to the stack.
I'd ask to be called to the stack. Martha.
Okay. Julie?
Yeah, I agree. I like Craig's idea. I think it's important for the board to be, you know, at least committed to helping the station financially, if not, you know, using their own resources by leveraging networks. I agree. I don't think that anybody should resign over this. The one question I had, well, and I also concur with the point that someone else raised about how would we track this. At the moment, I don't think the station has the wherewithal to, you know, take on the additional duty of, you know, tracking separately what each LSB member raises. So it would have to be that we would have to kind of provide that information, you know, to each other. And then the only other thing I was going to say about Craig's motion is that while I like the idea, I don't like the $500 escalation per year. I think what we ought to do is, you know, decide that it's $2,000, and then, you know, sometime down the road, I don't know how far down the road that would be, but, you know, we could have another motion that would say, oh, we're changing it from $2,000 to $2,500 or what have you, and that would... goals are always good when they're aspirational and they're a stretch and you have something to like achieve. But if it turns out that every one of us, you know, has no trouble whatsoever raising the $2,000, then the $2,000 is too low and we don't, you know, increase it by only, you know, $500. Maybe we increase it by $1,000 or something like that. But although I think at some point we want to be very careful about, we don't want the board to turn into just people who have access to money, because I think that's antithetical to the justice part of the Jazz and Justice mission of the station. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you, Julie. Lucy?
I asked to be called to the stack, Martha.
I got you. I have you. I got you. Lucy?
Well, I asked before, but okay.
I don't think what I have to say, I think the sentiment is there, that no one should come off the board of its knowledge of what is expected of every board member. I think the point has been made. I don't need to say anymore.
Okay, thank you. Martha?
What if we just made it a personal choice? If those LSB members who wanted to participate in this program, they did it, and if you didn't want to, then you don't have to. Just make it a personal choice.
Okay. Anybody else to the stack?
Craig Williams, I would like the opportunity to summarize when everybody has finished.
Okay. Well, you can summarize, everybody, I believe. Anybody else want discussion?
Arthur,
okay. Craig, go ahead.
Arthur wants.
Okay, two more, and then we got to move on. Okay. McLeod, and was somebody else who said something?
This is Kathleen. I was just going to ask Craig if he would consider an amendment, so perhaps he could address that in his summary. Thank you.
Okay, McLeod.
Okay. I'm going to reiterate this just real briefly, and then I have something else. And once again, I think we spent entirely too much time on this topic right here. As I said once before, we have a community and outreach and development subcommittee. All of this should be handled by them. We should not be cross-referencing or being redundant with doing something that a committee is already doing. Craig, everybody has agreed that Craig's idea is great, and they got and just like some people said, there's amendments that should be involved. But I think that committee should handle that, and he should take all of this to that committee and then bring it to the LSB with what they have come up with. Entirely too much timekeeper. You know that it's now 8:26, and we still have three or four items on the menu, on our agenda that we get to before we go into executive session. Thank you.
Okay. I believe that's it,
okay. All right. So, first of all, point of information for Arthur. I am a member of that committee, and I did bring it up at the committee saying that they had seen my motion in the email and that I had intended to bring it up at this meeting. So that may not satisfy your comment, but so be it. I am perfectly acceptable in modifying the motion to say that on-air programmers, if they personally wish to, can include the money they earn during on-air pledge drives as part of satisfying the goal. In terms of, I believe it was Martha's comment about allowing people to opt into it, I, from the very beginning, acknowledged that, the Pacifica bylaws say that, people are elected to the board, so this is a non-binding voluntary target. So if anybody doesn't want to participate, fine. And in lots of ways, in terms of tracking it, I think this is something that we can self-police, and again, it's a non-binding goal. And lastly, to Thomas Blanton, who I deeply respect, it's voluntary. If you don't have the ability, if you don't have the effort, or you don't have the energy, or you don't have the time, it is understood.
Okay.
So.
Okay, that's it.
This is Kathleen. May I offer an amendment to Craig's motion.
Okay. Go ahead.
Craig, are you okay with my offering an amendment to your motion?
Go ahead.
Okay.
It's not up to
my amendment. My amendment reflects, I'm sorry, I can't remember who it said, but my amendment would delete the escalation clause only, just that it's going to increase automatically by 500. I would set the 2,000, and I think it's important, after each year to kind of check in. How did it work? What did LSB members think? How many participated? Was it difficult? Blah, blah, blah. So my amendment would be only to delete the $500 escalation. Thank you.
I am totally on board with that.
And Marcia, does that?
Okay, Marcia.
Right, and I think I'd like just to make an amendment that the programmers, that the funds raised by people who are also programmers on the board would be included as a part of their contribution. At least a part of it, or if not all, if they exceed whatever, but a portion of their contribution would be considered a part of meeting their obligation on the board in this regard.
I said that in my summary. I agree with you.
Quiet, please. Yes, parliamentary.
Okay. Thank you. I accept that. Thank you.
Okay. I wanted the people who are accepting
going to vote
facts, because once a motion is on the floor, it's no longer a matter whether the person has made the motion to accept your amendment or not. The motion belongs to the assembly, and all of the amendments belong to the assembly. And the last thing I would like to say is you have take one amendment at a time. Now, Kathleen has an amendment, and then someone else had an amendment about programs. Okay, so you're going to have to take those amendments one by one, and the first one needs a second. The first amendment needs a second.
Okay, let's get back to before we do that.
I second.
Are you finished, Craig? You finished, Craig?
Yeah, I call for the question on both amendments.
There's only one on the floor at the time.
Okay, I call for the question on the Marsh's amendment first.
Can I get a second?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any objections?
Any objections? Okay.
Mr. Chair, this is Tommy Turnick.
Yes.
There are only two ways to do this vote. If there are no objections, the amendment passes. But if there is an objection, the reason why you have to do a roll call vote is because calling for the question takes a two-thirds vote. So Ellen's going to have to count.
Okay.
Wait a minute. If there were no objections.
There were no objections.
Okay, if there were no objections, then now we go to the other amendment.
Yes, that would be deletion of the five. This is Kathleen. My amendment proposed was deletion of the $500 escalation clause, and I did hear a second, right?
Second.
There was
second.
No objection. We have to go to the second amendment now.
Yes, we're in the second.
Second.
Point of order.
Yes.
And my question to the chair is, or if you vote for an amendment, does that mean that you have voted for the question? Because we're voting for amendments with the assumption. So you can vote for an amendment and not vote for the question?
That is correct.
Thank you.
Okay, on the second motion, I heard a second. Is there any body who doesn't approve of that?
Is there an objection?
That's objection. Who was that?
No, that's the question. Are there any objections?
Yeah, are there any objections? Yeah. Okay, so the second motion passed, if I'm correct. Okay, we're getting back to the, okay, Craig, so on the floor, your motion is still on the floor. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, so we need to vote on that. Got a second on it.
Can someone read the final motion, please?
Thank you. The amended final motion.
The motion. Okay.
Can I?
Ellen, do you have it?
Do I have it? Yes, I can get to it.
Okay, can you
Yes, hold on.
Okay.